We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Adam Edwards. It's Friday, April 3rd, 2026. Here's your look at the weather this weekend in Champaign-Urbana, straight from the National Weather Service. Today, there is a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., with partly sunny skies and a high near 75 degrees. A south wind will blow 7 to 13 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms persist, especially after 10 p.m. The system will bring the low to around 57 degrees with a south wind of 11 to 16 miles per hour and gusts as high as 29 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 90%, and new rainfall amounts are going to be between half an inch and 3/4 inch. Tomorrow brings more showers, mainly before 1 p.m. The temperature will rise to about 62 degrees by 9 a.m., and then will fall with the rain to around 53 degrees for the remainder of the day. A west wind will blow 14 to 18 miles per hour with gusts as high as 26 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is around 80%, and new rainfall amounts are between 1/4 and 1/2 inch. However, if you plan on heading out to watch the Illini in the Final Four, you should be clear by game time. Tomorrow night brings a stop to the rain and mostly cloudy skies that will gradually clear with a low around 36 degrees. Winds stay out of the west at 13 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. Sunday is mostly sunny with a high near 51 degrees. Winds turn slightly northwest, staying at 13 to 15 miles per hour, again with gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. Sunday night skies will be mostly clear with a low around 37 degrees. And that will be your weekend forecast with some rough weather to start, sunshine to finish, and a Final Four showdown in between. Hopefully, the weather and the Illini will both go your way. Speaking of the Illini and moving on to that Final Four matchup, tomorrow night, the Illinois men's basketball team will compete in its first Final Four in 21 years against the number 2-seeded UConn. The Illini, a number 3-seed, will represent the Southern bracket after holding off the number 9-seed Iowa Hawkeyes last Saturday. Led by head coach Brad Underwood, Illinois hopes to rely on key players like freshman guard Keaton Wagler and junior guard Andre Stojakovic, who led the team with 25 and 17 points against Iowa, respectively. The Huskies, led by head coach Dan Hurley, are coming off of a miraculous 73-72 win over the number 1 overall seed Duke Blue Devils. This is UConn's third Final Four appearance in the last four seasons. The Huskies and the Illini have faced off against each other earlier this season and in the Elite Eight in 2024, both of which resulted in double-digit losses for the Illini. This time, however, Illinois looks to turn the tide with a win in Indianapolis as they are marginally favored over UConn. Tip-off will be at 5.09 p.m. Central Time and broadcast on TBS. Now, moving over into Champaign-Urbana's events this weekend, tomorrow, the Urbana and Champaign Park Districts are coming together with the Urbana Rotary Club and other community organizations to host the Martin Luther King Jr. March for Peace. The March for Peace will begin at 5.30 p.m. at King Park, honoring Dr. King, and people will then march to the Champaign Park District's Douglas Park, highlighting Dr. King's message of peace. The Urbana Free Library will also have an exhibit from the Champaign County Historical Archives at the Douglas Annex for attendees to view. Ending off with a local competition, this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., the 20th annual Urbana-Champaign Edible Book Festival will be held at the Common Ground Food Co-op. This event brings together book artists and food lovers. Those participating in the competition will create an edible book inspired by a story of their choice. Participants will drop off their entries at 10 a.m., with judging beginning at 11:30 a.m. There are numerous categories in which the entries will be judged, such as best visual presentation, people's choice, best collaborative creation, and more. Prizes will be awarded to winners. For more information about this event and to register, visit library.illinois.edu. Now, for more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyalinea.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Madison Magnus, Vinnie Magsomble, Kelly Sliwa, and Audrey Sterwold. From WPGU News, this has been Adam Edwards.